Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So the brisk, summery bliss of Sun Valley, Idaho, at the annual Allen & Company Retreat for Global Moguls has a little tension this morning. The head of News Corp, Rupert Murdoch, a perennial conference attendee, has reportedly set up a war room to deal with a crisis that doesn't involve catching rainbow trout on Idaho streams. The hacking scandal involving journalists from Murdoch tabloids has crossed the Atlantic. Big corporations like Ford and GM are pulling their ads from some Murdoch publications, and the tide is suddenly turning in the British Parliament against the famously conservative and politically meddlesome press lord, all because of the alleged tactics of News of the World. Hacking into personal cell phones to chase stories may have crossed some serious ethical and moral lines. Joining us now is Rob Cox, U.S. editor for Reuters Breaking Views. He's been looking at how the scandal is affecting Murdoch's bottom line. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
So, Rob, how does the hacking into cell phones, personal cell phones, press buttons in Britain that would cause advertisers to make what could be billion-dollar decisions that could affect the bottom line of News Corp?
No, well, it suggests there's something wrong in the heart of one of the world's most important media empires. And at a paper that is, mind you, has 2.7 million circulation. That's like the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal combined.
That's News of the World.
Yes, that's News of the World. But it also raises questions about whether these practices were endemic throughout the organization, throughout News Corp's newspaper division in the UK, which is run now by the woman who was the editor at the time, that the most sort of serious and most morally reprehensible actions took place.
That's Rebecca Brooks. Right.
Yes.
Right.
And so it's got advertisers. In fact, I think just this morning, Sainsbury's, which is one of the biggest supermarket chains in the UK, has said that it, too, is going to, at least for now, stop advertising in News of the World. And the concern that they have is that there was something ethically and morally bankrupt inside the heart of this newspaper and perhaps in the larger group. And that's really unnerved not just the British public, not just politicians who are now calling for an inquiry both inside the company and of the way the police handled the affair. But it raises questions for investors in the company.
Right. Well, we're talking with Rob Cox, the U.S. editor of Reuters Breaking Views, following the Murdoch hacking scandal. And, you know, the issue here is normally we would think that tabloids like News of the World would do whatever they consider necessary, push almost any line to, say, get access to the private files of a celebrity or the royals or something like that. But in this particular case, it appears there was open season on getting access to private cell phone data. And here's Graham Folks, whose son David was killed in the Edgware Road tube bombing, a terrorist incident in 2007. And he says that his phone, private line, was hacked. And here's his reaction.
To think that when you're at the lowest time of your life, that somebody, for the sake of a cheap story, may be listening to you, it's just literally horrendous. I still can't actually come to understand how anybody could do that.
Now, that sentiment is really sort of the poster, the bumper sticker here for what's gone terribly morally wrong at News of the World. Rob?
Yes. I mean, this is, and it's not just Graham Folks and the victims of July 7th bombings. It is Millie Dowler's parents. Millie Dowler was a 13-year-old who went missing, and it turns out that a News of the World investigator slash reporter had basically not only gone in and listened to the girl's voicemails, but possibly deleted some of them, which gave this false impression that she was still alive, both to Scotland Yard investigators and the parents. You have there's questions about whether the widows of Afghan war dead were being hacked into. You have, of course, I mean, look, people can handle the idea that, oh, okay, a tabloid was listening in, didn't know if Sienna Miller was being wooed still by Jude Law. I mean, people, it's distasteful. It does sound, of course, morally and ethically wrong, but it's nothing on the level that we now have. And you have just outrage that is I mean, both sides of the aisle, or all three sides, I should say, of the aisle of Parliament. And the real problem that we've looked at this from you know, Breaking View's perspective is, and not the real problem, but the problem for shareholders is that it suggests there's something there is an inexcusably weak handling of a crisis internally at what is one of the world's most important and biggest media empires. In fact, you even have now, it turns out that Rebecca Brooks is leading the internal investigation of this whole thing, which is extraordinary.
Well, Rob Cox is the U.S. editor of Reuters Breaking Views, talking about the cell phone hacking scandal at News Corp, owned by Rupert Murdoch. And it appears to be, is it this new revelation that they were hacking into, innocent victims, civilians? Is that what's pushed it over the edge? Because this scandal has been around for a long time. People have known that someone at News Corp, investigators there, were guilty of illegal cell phone hacking, and that there's a possibility that knowledge of that went high up in the organization. So what has now made it of a serious concern?
It's gone from just hacking Sienna Miller or a well-known public figure to people who are just victims, normal and really awful victims of violence or war dead. Not only are we learning about that, we're learning that these things occurred before the ones we already knew about. So we knew that in 2005, when Rebecca Brooks's successor, Andy Coulson, who then went on to work for David Cameron, the prime minister, we knew, this has all come out. Sienna Miller was paid a settlement fee. We knew that it would be more settlements made. There were comments made by the company and, sort of apologies. Andy Coulson fell on his sword, although he's now working for Rupert Murdoch.
Right. I mean,
all of that happened. And then you find out, wait a minute, this went back 3 years, perhaps even more. And yet, not just to the idea that we were, again, chasing a celebrity who might be arguably, to the public's view, fair game. We are hearing things that are just so despicable, morally reprehensible.
Let's back out before we leave. The stock has gone down more than 3% over the last 24 hours. Is this basically an issue of management at News Corp?
These are indirect costs that shareholders are starting to factor in. It's not they're saying, oh, look, News of the World makes almost no money. And even you combine it with The Sun, which is the other big tabloid in Britain that Murdoch owns. All told, I think that there was a research report out that said they make £86 million of pre-tax profit.
So it's the morality and the management making the whole News Corp enterprise dubious. Rob Cox, U.S. editor of Reuters Breaking Views, thanks so much.